Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel yet again. You just can't get enough. Anyway, in this video, I'm going to be talking about immigration to the United Kingdom, to the new visa rules that were announced. Very early this morning, and that is by the Home Secretary, James Cleverly, who's not very long in the job, having been translated over from being the Secretary of State for Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Affairs. But obviously, immigration and foreign affairs are inextricably linked. And the development, obviously, the UK government has cut the development budget. David Cameron pushed for it to be, 0.7% of GDP, as the United Nations recommended. It's much lower than that these days. And much of it's actually spent in the United Kingdom on accommodation for Ukrainian refugees. So people were alarmed, certainly conservatives mostly alarmed, that net migration rose to 750,000 last year. Obviously, the data is not in for this current year, but it's almost certainly going to be substantially higher than that. Now, that is a cataclysmic failure for a government which once promised to get it under 100,000 under that totally a flagrant liar, David Cameron. Now, I don't think immigration is a disaster. I think some of it is desirable, but obviously it's too high. It can be bad. The person doesn't have to be a bad person. There are pros and cons to immigration. I know that the racism industry claims that any limitation on immigration, any immigration policy at all, is racist, which is obviously preposterous. What an offensive lie that is. So there are pros and cons. And I know the National Health Service would have collapsed a long time ago if it weren't for immigration. You know, 50% of nurses in the UK come from overseas. And doctors, it's quite a high percentage, not quite as high as that, though. So various changes announced. So if you want to get a visa to be a skilled overseas worker, it's got to be for minimum salary of £38,700, up from £26,000. So, I mean, I think that's rather high. The argument was that sometimes these British companies were then bringing someone in from abroad to do a job rather than pay someone a decent wage for it in the United Kingdom. And such people would no longer be allowed to bring their dependents with them, as in spouse or minor children. So if you're going to want a family visa, it's got to be, you have a salary has to be at least 38,700 and so on. And some people came here on health and care visas, but didn't actually work in that sector, as in a health visa, as you're going to work as a doctor, nurse, dentist, pharmacist, something of that nature, a care visa to work in the care sector, social care, looking after elderly people in nursing homes and so forth, and actually move out into something more lucrative, or maybe even less lucrative, but just a different sector that you wanted to do. Because care homes rely very heavily on immigrant labor. So where would be without them? Now, why in the country of 70 million people is it very difficult to find British people willing to do this? Obviously, it's not terribly paid, and so not terribly well paid, and not terribly glamorous. But obviously, there's people being on benefits as a career for many people. More and more people are long-term disabled, which I think is preposterous in a country where healthcare is improving. Are doctors too easily certifying people like that? Ian Duncan Smith, when he was in the cabinet, was trying to crack down on this. And of course, mistakes were made. And occasionally, someone who really was incapable of working was certified as capable of working, and he or she was not. But, you know, there are people who are profoundly deaf who work full-time. There are people who only got one arm who work full-time. People with all sorts of physical disabilities who work full-time. And then some people say they're too depressed to work. Now, I'm not a psychiatrist. I can't say whether that's true or not. But slobbing around the house is probably not going to lift you out of depression. So I don't doubt that there's some people who really are incapable of working, but there've got to be a few shirkers and chancers in there as well. So just more and more people are going to say, working is a mug's game. I'm going to get myself certified as medically unfit for work, and then I maybe do the double and just actually work in the black economy, take money under the table and stuff like that. So people, particularly conservative inclined voters, have been hammering their fists on the table saying the government's got to get a handle on immigration. Now, there are good things about immigration, as I pointed out, and they are a net contributor to the economy and so on. And people say, well, they enrich in our culture and so forth. And much of that is true. I mean, only a handful of immigrants are bad. Being a legal immigrant is an entirely respectable thing to be. But obviously, there is a downside, even to a very desirable immigrant, because say she's a surgeon or something, saving lives every day. She needs a place to live. She wants to drive to work or take the train or something like that. There's more traffic on the road, more passengers on the train, and there's obviously more housing required. Her children need to go to school if she has any. And obviously this is a small, you know, a small price to pay for that. She deserves all these things, but we have a difficulty providing these public services. And yes, I know immigrants often work in the public services. So it's sort of swings and roundabouts. Now, it's multifactorial, the pressure on housing, partly selling off council houses under Thatcher, not building enough, and then people just buying accommodation as an investment, never living in it, not sufficiently taxing second homes and unoccupied properties. Boris Johnson, as Mayor of London, vowed he would take severe action on that and never ever did so. He fought shy of it. We're not building on brownfield sites enough. We don't want to build on the Greenbelt. Fair enough. I don't want to see southeastern England concreted over the most densely populated area. We'd have no parks left. We're not making it simple enough to turn shop units and, you know, disused offices into accommodation. But and the trouble is also when you do that, you need to put in road capacity and rail capacity to serve the bulked out population. There might need to be more GPs in the clinic or nurses or whatever, or more school places or a new school. So, I mean, one local council said to me, if they, when they want to build up the population, they don't think about building up the public service provision or indeed the transport provision. And sometimes that's inviable. So that's it. But, you know, 750,000 people in 1 year, the UK's only got 70 million people. You know, after 10 years, that'd be 7.5 million. After 100 years, there'd be 75 million. The population of the United Kingdom would more than double in that time. Now, the UK is not the most densely populated country on earth. It's fairly densely populated, but in certain areas, you know, there are places like the Lake District with a very low population density, or the Scots Highlands, you know, or, you know, the western half of Northern Ireland, very low population density. But the big thing is immigrants, they tend to come to the conurbations like Glasgow, Manchester, Birmingham or London, which are already the most crowded, driving up house prices. Not that they're wicked. There's no malice involved. But, you know, necessarily that's what happens. So trying to find out a sensible immigration policy. I think you'd have to be out of your head to want no immigration whatsoever. I've only ever met one person who's totally against it, but it's got to be something which is like fulfilling the United Kingdom's needs. All right. So Sunak is saying he'll do what's necessary, but Labour won't do anything really. Now, the thing about that £38,700 salary for family visas, there's an exemption if you work in the care sector. Yeah. So foreign workers who come, they have to pay an NHS surcharge. That's rising to just over £1,000. Companies will no longer be permitted to pay immigrant workers 20% less than the going rate if there's a shortage occupation list. But wait a second, the UK could have even more of a skills shortage. There might be more vacant positions. We'll see. And they're going to look at the graduate route, as in if you come to a British university and graduate, you can stay on and work for 2 years. Then you might be able to find some company who actually sponsor you to stay here longer term. So the Home Office estimates immigration will fall by 300,000. I reckon fall by less than that. They always miss the target, sometimes by a country mile. So Labour really has no answer, because Labour is in hock to the racism industry. That's people who get paid for saying racist, 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 and accusing absolutely everybody of being racist, and think that this somehow makes them more moral. They're racism Pharisees. So they obviously won't grasp the nettle when Labour very likely come in. Right, anyway, so thank you so much for watching me. And make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal. Goodbye, everybody.